Sandy.
It's your show, and we're launching an hour number three of the program. You dial in, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. It's another week of fun and excitement, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about the tea parties. I know, Gardner, you had something to say, and you didn't have enough time, in my opinion, at the end of the last hour, but let's get to these calls first. Dan is in Kentucky, and he's been waiting patiently. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I called after that that Christian called in, and Mark maybe was a little bit harsh on him. But
yeah, that was pretty mean.
Mark is jaded.
You know, I'm so bitter and mean about it. And, you know, I walked up. I was using the bathroom. Not that you really needed to know that. Anymore.
You also had two cans of Dr. Rocket tonight.
Yeah.
Dr. Thunder.
I get so... I feel bad.
If Mark has too much caffeine, he kind of goes off. You've definitely come down since then, I would say.
But I have a caffeine allergy. It makes me mean.
Okay.
Well, mean.
Well, I wanted to call in and pretend to be a Christian, but I can't do it. So, anyway. So, I was thinking that... Well, anyway, so I've been going to the Unitarian Church for a while,
and I
don't have any, I'm not very religious, but, and my buddy's been going to the Quaker Church, and we kind of meet up and compare notes, and we both kind of like liberty. And, so I haven't been going to the Unitarian as much. They're a little bit too liberal for me. It at first it's okay, but then it kind of grinds at you, at least with me. And, So the thing we noticed between the Unitarians and the Quakers is the Unitarians have a better structure, while the Quakers don't quite have the structure. They have to, if they come to a decision, it has to be unanimous, or at least nobody can object. And
now, you're telling me that's a worse structure? I mean, to me, I really find democracy abhorrent, and I like the fact that the Quakers are against democracy.
Yeah.
Because the Quakers have, throughout time, been the minority, and they probably saw, hey, this whole democracy thing really stinks.
Yes, but I'm not sure about your specific one, but there's people in the church that kind of try to strong-arm their way, and even though they're not supposed to, or not the church, the meeting house or whatever it is, right. I don't know, the friends group or
Every one of them is different. I mean, that's how it is with the Quakers. You're talking about everybody's equal there. I mean, obviously some people have more relationships than other people, but everybody's equal and
who pays the rent on the facility?
I can't even figure that out yet.
They get that they sell the oats, Quaker oats.
Well, anyway, so I was just listening to that, thinking about your. Anyway, I'm just a listener, and I'm very interested in how that goes. So what you're talking about
is Mark's conversion.
Yeah, updated. I went to a different Quaker church this Sunday, and I found it very interesting. And yes,
you went to the bigger one, right?
I went to the bigger one over in Putney, Vermont, and I tried to keep my mind open on what people from Vermont are like. And I'm not very good at that. I know I'm a prejudiced guy, and I have to constantly dismantle that. But I found, yes, the same thing you're talking about. I drove in. I saw a couple of Obama stickers. One of them had a little peace sign in it.
Oh, boy.
And, I made sure I pulled my little red car with the Ron Paul sticker right up next to him. So he got a chance to see that when he went in, or she. And, obviously that's going to happen. It happened at the Unitarian Church, too. I mean, they're just as liberal, but they – at the Unitarian Church, you can't – there's not even a place to come from – for peace. The thing that Quakers are big on is they're a peace church.
Yes.
They're about nonviolence. Yes. Well, you can immediately start working in on the violence principle of the Quaker, whereas the Unitarian, it's like, screw it, socialism's the way to go, give me my hammer and sickle.
So they don't even recognize socialism as predicated on violence.
The Quakers don't, but at least you have a place to come from. They got it, likely
but
they
the
were
Unitarians
socialists.
Don't. They don't grasp it. They don't get it.
Not as much.
Yeah.
And it's they're bigger. I feel more comfortable there, and I enjoy the service more, too.
Every time I've been around a Unitarian church, I find that, they usually have I Love Vermont, NPR bumper stickers. A lot of them wear patchouli, and they're all hardcore lefties.
It's not all of them, but a lot of them are over there in Vermont. Now, I went to a church that was...
what was it like down in Florida, though?
New Thought. Now, that's not a Unitarian church necessarily, but very similar.
But didn't you go to a Unitarian church down in Florida, too?
I had been to Unitarian churches, but that was really... It was a New Thought church.
This is going to be a growing about that, the church. Now answer our questions.
I use that terminology to describe it to you, Ian. It was not a Unitarian church specifically. It was the Sarasota Celebration Center, and it was a New Thought church.
Got it.
But... these things are, there's fine lines in a lot of these religions, and it really depends on the preacher. If somebody's worth sitting there and listening to for an hour and a half, I'll sit there and listen to them. But I'd rather sit in silence at a Quaker church than listen to some person I don't find interesting at the Unitarian church, which is what was happening here.
Mm, okay. Dan, what other thoughts do you have?
That's all I have.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So are you feeling now after 2 weeks of being Quakerized, Mark, that you've made the right choice?
I love it. I'm really excited about it. I can't tell you. I just enjoy it so much.
Mm-hmm. I think the church would do a lot better for me if they had like really, really, really sexy preacher women, like Eve Miles or Elizabeth Hurley or something. But I guess that would sort of undercut the whole approach.
What's the sexy woman content of the Quakers?
Well, at the one in Keene, it was not great. I mean, there wasn't a lot of variety there.
Yeah.
Not that it's going to do me any good, mind you. I'm scouting for other guys.
Yes, you have a wife.
but, in the one in Vermont, it's a much larger church, and certainly there would be more options.
So it's not a bunch of old ladies?
You've got to keep an eye. No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not like you would expect from any of the Christian religions. You got to keep an eye out for stray, pubic hair unshaven in different places in Vermont. Like it's bad news. Hair on the legs, hair in the pits.
Let's go to the phone.
No good.
Let's talk to Ed in California. Ed, you're on the amp line. Hello. Ed. Oh, wait a minute. That's my fault again. Ed, I think we can hear you now.
Okay, good. I got kind of excited when I saw Chuck Hurley was in the news last week. He is Chuck Hurley's the CEO of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Which, as we know, is no longer against drunk driving, but they're vehemently anti-alcohol. And he just got nominated to head up the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Oh, no.
Wow, that's not good news.
Oh, jeez.
So these Mothers Against Drunk Driving characters are very authoritarian folks. And I remember one time, I know you're going somewhere with this, but just to give our listeners an example of who we're talking about, if you don't pay close attention to them, we did submit a request for an interview to the Mothers Against Drunk Driving people, and they refused it. So they obviously were not interested in gaining any publicity from being on this show. I guess they did their homework and figured out what we were all about and did not want to have in any way any kind of controversial interview or confrontational interview. They only want to stick to the safety shows that are just going to ask them the questions that they send to the hosts and that kind of thing, a controlled kind of press interview. They did not want anything to do with Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah. This is the guy that, of course, supports primary seatbelt laws and more sobriety checkpoints and more red light cameras and more mandatory airbags. And it's just going to be a mess since he's going to be in there setting policy. And the thing that really struck me most was that he actually has pushed in a couple of states for, they have these mandatory ignition interlocks for first-time drunk drivers. And he's actually pushed to have those mandatory on vehicles in New York and New Mexico.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah, I've heard about that on all the cars. Absolutely. And you know what's interesting is you can draw a very, very interesting lesson. You know how we were talking about the justice system before and how if you accept the government justice system, then you're going to start accepting all the restrictions that they place on your liberties. And the analogy is clearly drawn over to the roads. I mean, for many libertarians, we recognize that the road system, it really impinges on our rights completely in so many different ways. The right against self-incrimination, you not be allowed to move around, your Fourth Amendment rights are destroyed out on the roadways. And it would be interesting if people could start to recognize, look, just like you don't need the government to run the roads because private companies can do that, you don't need the government to run the justice system either. Why do you need government involved with these services? They just destroy your liberties when they get involved.
And now you've got one of the top busybodies in the country being elected to or appointed to the National Transportation Safety Administration. That's bad news.
Just goes to show that the liberals aren't liberal. They're authoritarian, just like so many of the Republicans.
No doubt about it. Ed, thanks for the heads up on that, and thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in, bring up anything. The toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 1-800-259-9231. That is, again, toll-free 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both of them are free for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Garden, when I say SACL CAI, what's the first thing you think of?
Jason Osborne and Freedom.
Yeah, that's pretty much sums it all up.
Yeah.
Got a business, consider SACL CAI for handling your accounts receivable. Competent, nice folks at Sport Liberty. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Keith is on the line in New Hampshire. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Great. Congratulations, by the way. You just moved to Keene today from another part of the state.
That's true. Thank you.
And of course, we're encouraging all kinds of folks to move up here to New Hampshire. We've talked a lot about the Free State Project, and you're one of the more active people in helping promote the Free State Project. So what's on your mind tonight?
That's true. Actually, I was at one of the tea parties on April 15th, and I've heard several days now people have been talking about their experiences at the tea party. My experience was pretty good. I did some networking, handed out some Liberty flyers, but I thought, you know, why not do more? So I decided to get involved with what some people are calling the next step in the tea parties.
Yeah, what is the next step? That was one of my questions. What are they going to do now?
Well, some people are saying that the end of Fed rallies are the next step, and they're going to happen at all the Federal Reserve banks on April 25th.
That's a great idea.
Oh, I thought that had already happened on the 15th. I thought they did that on the same day, but I guess not.
So in the Fed, there's one branch right down in Boston near South Station. That would be great.
So, we're moving from one protest to another protest. I'm not a huge fan of protesting, but I'll do it anyway. I'll still participate in it because I think there are some benefits, and I think that one of the major benefits is the networking that goes on because new people inevitably will be attracted to all the commotion, and that's a good time to talk to them about freedom. And so what was your experience in reaching out to folks when you were at the Tax Day protest?
Basically, I just handed out flyers and talked to people. But like you said, I mean, it's just a protest. I mean, so I thought you could do more. So I decided, why not get a speaker to, represent my views at one of these protests to get people active, to encourage people to do something that's meaningful and could really change their life.
You mean as opposed to some Republican politician that's going to get up there and promote his or her next campaign?
There were several Republican politicians that were so boring to listen to at the New Hampshire.
Right, because all you have to do is just vote for the Republicans now, and they're going to turn it all around. They're going to make government small again, just like they did in the 1990s. No, they didn't. So what's your plan exactly, Keith?
So I was looking for a speaker that had some of these qualities, someone that's involved with politics and maybe civil disobedience also, a member of the Free State Project, a famous member of the media, and someone from the Keene area, because after all, Keene is the media capital of the world when it comes to Liberty Media.
Mm. And?
So the perfect person, according to all these, is my hero, Mark Edge.
Oh, I thought it was somebody else. I was waiting for who's gonna speak. I will, in fact, be speaking at the end of the
day. Are you guys?
So that's right. Mark is going to be speaking April 25th at the Federal Reserve Bank in Boston. Gardner apparently has been there. He knows exactly where it is.
Oh, I know exactly where it is. Absolutely.
I am going to wear my running shoes, too. And if the Secret Service guys come out of that building, I am booking.
Now, make sure that you get a PA system that actually works. The last time I was at a rally up this way, somebody rented a PA system, and it kept failing on them during it. So make sure you get one that's absolutely functional.
I'll speak on that in a second. I have to save that for the end. But the rally will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and if people are lucky, they might be able to get Mark's speech on video.
Now, is there a website? Because this is going on around the country. I mean, we don't want to just focus on the Northeast here. What's the website folks can go to find out where their nearest rally is?
Just go to endthefed.us. You could always just Google End the Fed if you want. But
endthefed.us. Rallies going on all across the country. Great opportunity to get out and meet some like-minded people. Of course, you're probably going to meet people that don't quite understand what liberty is all about, but that's your opportunity to, you know, get some information into their hands, maybe about the Free State Project or Free Talk Live. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can print up some Free Talk Live flyers and get those into people's hands, and so it's going to be a good opportunity to network, I think.
And I have a surprise about this, but I can't tell you it now. But it's going to be more than you think.
Okay. What's it going to be?
It's going to be
what's the hint?
I can't tell you, Mark.
It's going to be more than I think. Is that what you said?
It's a bigger surprise than he could imagine.
All right. Sounds dramatic, Keith. When will
Dancing
you be
girls,
able,
it sounds like to me.
When will you be able to reveal this surprise?
I'm not sure. It's not really legal, so.
Oh, boy.
So you just have to spring it when it happens.
So how will you know, how will our listeners know when the surprise has been revealed?
Oh, yeah, I'll make sure that everyone knows at some point.
Okay. All right, look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. Keith there, a great example of somebody who made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and he is one of the biggest promoters of the Free State Project in general as far as getting it out to people elsewhere in the country and getting the idea out there so more people pick up on it and move here to New Hampshire and get active. But he's one of the a good example of somebody who moved to New Hampshire. In his case, he moved to the East Coast, and then he's decided to move over here to the Keene area because presumably because of all the action happening.
Yeah, he must have been drawn here for some reason.
I'm presuming that because there are more people coming here than ever before, and you can go and get more details on how to or reasons why you might want to move up here. To move, go to move.freekeene.com as we go to your calls. Mike is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's your mind, Mike?
Hey, Mark, about your son's birthday was, your first birthday was recently, wasn't it, a few weeks ago?
Yeah, it was, I believe it's March the 25th.
I was just wondering how a certain aspect of your fatherhood went so far. And that is that about a year and 3 or 4 weeks ago, you were talking on the air about how you were trying to make an agreement with your wife that you wouldn't, or that she would be the one to wake up after midnight or when you guys were sleeping to change the diapers or something like that. Was that right?
Well, it was much longer before that. I mean, we discussed it all the way, through. And we did have an agreement that, in fact, she would be the one that would get up and take care of those things. One of my concerns was that I don't go back to sleep well. If I'm up, uh-huh. I might be up for the, if I get up at 3 to change a diaper, I might be up for the rest of the day. Or it'd throw me off until I had to go take a nap at 11 or something like that.
Yeah.
I work to support the family.
Right.
I encouraged her to stay at, be a stay-at-home mom because I didn't want to do that, and I do believe the child, should be taken care of in a certain capacity. I'm not really interested in having a kid in order to have that child raised by nurseries. I'm not saying that people who do that are evil. I'm just saying that's not what I was interested in doing.
Yeah.
And this is the feedback, and she was interested in being a full-time mom, or mostly full, and she does some work, but she works at home while he, plays on the floor.
So has she stuck to the deal? Question.
Jack was ill one evening before we had to go on a flight, where he had, I guess, a temperature or something like that, and it was about 2 a.m., and that was so she wanted me to wake up to help her put him in the bath to cool down. That's the only time she has asked me to get up to take care of the child.
Wow.
So she stuck to her word, just
good
as
girl.
She said, I tell you, women hate me for just, having this conversation. Why? Because, they don't want to be held to their word, I guess.
There you go, Mike. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Did you know that the new Energy Czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the Energy Czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the site. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com, and the features include the archives. If you've missed a moment, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com.
You know, email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Well, wrong. Privacyharbor.com is an easy-to-use, secure email alternative that's guaranteed. You can sign up for a free account today at privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure. Privacyharbor.com.
All right. We continue with your phone calls. Sean is in Minnesota. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Hey, good evening, guys. I want to alert folks about Senate Bill 425, and this is a law that's pending right now before the Senate. I don't know how many of the politicians are supporting it, but my understanding is so far the majority of them are.
This is a national piece of legislation?
Yeah, before the U.S. Senate, yes. And if this law is passed, you will need a special federal permit to transport food across state lines. You will need to have a license from the federal government.
So wait a minute. If I want to go on a picnic in Vermont, then I'm going to be subject to these federal food transport rules?
This must be for truckers.
I wouldn't put anything past the illegitimate federal government, but no, I don't think it is going to specifically cover something like that. It's going to cover mass distribution of food. So,
well, the feds are already regulating that, aren't they? I mean, what's new about this?
Well, the permits. You're going to need special permits to see. Right now, you can actually send. If you're a food distributor, you can send food mail order to a customer in California or Texas or wherever without having to apply for special permits. And that's what's going to change under this law. And but the big thing that disturbs me about this law is regulation of home gardens. You will need to have a license from the federal government to have a small garden. If you have an apartment with a balcony or a house with a yard, you won't even
be
able
sure
to have a garden.
Are you sure you're not exaggerating?
I've heard the same
I'm not
statement.
Exaggerating.
Oh my gosh. I'm not saying that I know that it's true, but it may be, you know, it may be sort of blown up sort of thing that Liberty Community's been looking at. I can't muddle all the way through this law in order to be able to find it.
What's the number on that again? SB what?
S-425, and the S stands for Senate. It's S-425.
Where did you get word of this news?
I heard about it on one of the talkers on your network. I think it might have been Catherine Albright or maybe Alex Jones or somebody, and then I looked it up myself. It's on GovTrack. What's that site? I think it's GovTrack. That's a site that lists.
Okay, this is the Food Safety and Tracking Improvement Act. We have heard something about this in the past. This is going to be bad news as far as it's going to, from what I understood of the description I'd heard before, it's going to require that some sort of tracking system be implemented that will track every single food product and where it's sent, which will dramatically increase costs to smaller food manufacturers, mom and pop businesses that are doing food manufacturing and distribution. So that would be a big deal about this. That's the part of the story. And I had not heard anything about the small gardens being regulated. Not that I disbelieve it. It seems like it'd be kind of difficult for them to enforce that particular one, considering how are they going to know if you have a garden or not? Are they going to start requiring people to fill out forms when they buy seeds?
It's not everybody. It's that one person that gets caught up in it. Or, I don't know. They're selling something off a farm stand off their property or whatever, and somebody decides to go after them. So
that's a good point. Yeah, if you're selling the food, it's more likely that somebody's going to come after you. But if you're just growing tomatoes in your backyard, you might still be okay. I don't know. I haven't read the text. I don't know exactly how it'll be implemented. And certainly getting information off of the radio is not, a guaranteed way to do things. You said you followed up with your own research and you found similar information?
I looked up the actual bill on GovTrack. It's govtrack.us. If I remember the name correctly, it's a site that I do go to periodically. Mm-hmm. I never pay attention to the name. But it's a site that lists all pending legislation in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. And speaking of, you guys, since you mentioned a curbside selling or whatever, there is also language in the law that will require farmers markets to have a tracking system to track every single thing that's sold.
Totally.
This could potentially put farmers markets and, any small-time seller out of business.
And that's one of the intentions, right? It's the intention. Yes. This is a law that's, you can relate it to that story about the lead legislation, the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act. It was that act.
Anything
that was,
with lead that would block resale of old books and bookstores, yes.
And people under the age of 12 can no longer have products that have any lead in them marketed to them at all. So essentially we read this one story about how the mini biking, like mini dirt bikes or mini motorcycle bikes that people buy for their kids, basically, they're completely being put out of business by this legislation. Testing, they're mandating testing on all products that are marketed to kids under the age of 12. And so all of these mom and pop companies that are, building toys for kids, they would have to pay thousands of dollars for every single product they want to release in order to get it tested for lead, and you have to put a lead certification certificate inside every package, and it's just a crazy amount of new regulations. And of course, we correctly pointed out, and our callers did as well, that this is something that's targeting the mom and pop, the small businesses, because they can't afford this stuff, whereas Mattel and Hasbro yes. can easily absorb a few thousand dollars for per product, and they can spread it across their whole product line. It won't cost them very much. They'll have to raise their prices a few cents at the store to cover it, but that's it. So it's no big deal for them. It's like water off a duck's back, whereas for a mom and pop, it's a big-time change in business and possibly going to put them out of business. So it sounds to me like this Food Safety and Tracking Improvement Act is the exact same thing for the food industry, where they're putting more burdensome regulations on every provider. And, of course, the big companies, the Monsantos, the Philip Morris's out there, they renamed themselves, didn't they? Like, I forget what their new name is, but Philip Morris has gotten a new name. Anyway,
Satan. Kraft, General Mills.
Oh, Kraft is owned by Philip Morris, as I understand it.
Yeah,
but Philip Morris, for instance, is out there, and they're going to have no problem adding this new tracking system. That's not going to be a big deal for them. Again, hire the lawyers, get the job done, spend the money, you're done. But if you're a mom-and-pop business that's just getting the rent paid and managing to pay the employees at the end of the, at the end of the week, and you don't have a whole lot of money left over, how are you going to afford to implement this new system? How are you going to build those? How are you going to handle this? There are people going to go out of business because of this stuff, and it's frustrating.
It's unbelievable. Just as an aside, you mentioned the other bill with the lead. One of my good friends, Nancy, is the association president for Annie's Bookstop, and they all get these notices that they spread around to the bookstores. They deal mostly in used books. These small bookstores would have to test any of the children's books
crazy.
that they resell, that if they were,
you can't afford that.
It's impossible.
It's hard enough to make money off of good books.
I thought that the Democrats were all supposed to be for the little guy,
right? Yeah, that's what they say, and it's what they do that proves it otherwise. I thank you for bringing that up tonight, Sean. Good call. 800-259-9231. So it's frustrating watching all of this happen, but the most frustrating part for me, Gardner, has been the reaction of the people that are being targeted by this. Instead of standing up on principle and saying, this is wrong what you're doing, a lot of people will say, well, I don't mind regulations. Regulations are good. They help people. But why do you have to regulate my business so much? Why can't you just regulate these other people? These are the people that should be regulated, not me, not my business. My business is too important. And so there are so few people in America, so few, that will actually stand up for the rights of their brother, their friends, or their competitors even. People will not stand up and say anything unless it's them personally that are being targeted. Now they are being targeted, and of course they're whining about being targeted, but they're not standing up for anybody else. They're just saying, oh, please, leave me alone. Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live is your show. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go and get all the details, get signed up, learn about the perks that you'll get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, and more. All at amp.freetalklive.com. Well, we had Abraham who was on the line. He dropped off, unfortunately, during the break, but he wanted to talk about the Tea Party thing. And I know, Gardner, you'd mentioned briefly your thoughts on it in the last hour, but you really didn't have too much time to expound upon it. There was a story over at Lou Rockwell. Did you want to comment, or should we jump into this?
I'll just put an addendum on it. You know, I think it's constructive to have people speaking out about some of the things that are going on. And I just, as I mentioned before, I just hope they don't overlook the local Leviathan, the state Leviathan, that they look at everything in totality. And maybe it's a starting point for a lot of people, and that's good. I mean,
people are focusing on the feds.
On the feds, and that's
don't
awesome.
Ignore the local tyranny.
We got into it because Sam is, you know, sitting there, and his story happened to come up at the same time as so many of these tea parties, and I think a lot of the people in the liberty movement concentrated on that, wanted to get the word out about that. And if there isn't as much going on, you got a story like Sam's. It's huge. That is a big, courageous thing that Sam is doing, and this is clearly wrong, what they're doing to Sam, and we need more attention drawn to it. But I know that in some places these tea parties were done so that local politicians could get up there and shake their fists and yes. blah, 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 and they put their fingers in the wind and they can tell which way the wind is blowing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that more people will take the example of Defiance, Ohio. Government is wrong. That's
Period.
All there is to it. Period. And once you start to recognize that this government is doing bad things, look at all the other things that all governments do. In order to exist, government has to hurt someone.
That's correct.
I think that there's probably better and worse governments. And one of the problems with going after your local government is the internet's relatively easy to use. It's convenient sitting right in your house, and you can whip people up on a national scale because they're all dealing with the same issue across the nation as far as the national government. However, if you're trying to whip somebody up in, you know, you're in California and they're banning bottled water, and I'm in New Hampshire and somebody wants to change a zoning law, there's not a lot of, there's not a lot of interest there. So that's one of the difficulties, is the different ways that one has to connect with people in order to stand against local governments.
Well, I know that at this time, things are so precarious economically. There might be a period where, because of all the liquidity that the federal government has pushed in there, ranging from the Republicans to the Democrats, they just have different views on what's an investment. Judd Gregg, the supposedly conservative senator, thought TARP was an investment. So he was investing taxpayers' money, of course, without their consent, and they were going to get a return on it. Obama sees a return. Yes, Obama sees a return coming from investing in homeless shelters and welfare for children.
It's just
and Medicare.
So insulting to real investors when these government people use that term, because when you're investing, you're taking a risk with your own finances. When you're investing in something, there's a chance that you could lose it all.
Yes.
But when the government uses that term, what they mean is they're taking money they stole and spending it on whatever they think is good to spend it on. Usually it's their buddies in industry that'll get sweet government contracts or whatever. And, of course, even if what they spend that money on does end up, for whatever reason, bringing more money back into the system, and try to find me an example of government doing that.
Find that happening somewhere in real life.
Even if that were to happen, the individual who actually paid for the investment will not see any return.
And so what I think is going to happen is, clearly the only way that they can pay for all of this is either through raising taxes, selling treasury bills, or through monetizing the debt. Those are the only ways they can get the money to do this. And they're already monetizing the debt. The Fed is starting to buy the T-bills now, the long-term treasury notes. So not to get too Byzantine on the economics of this, but I think what we're going to see over the next 2 years or so is there's going to be a sort of flattening out of the downturn for a little while, and these artificially high prices are going to stay up where they are for a little while on houses and so on. We'll see unemployment sort of leveling off a little bit. And then once this inflated capital starts to work through the system, it's all hell's going to break loose. It's going to be awful. And
Jason Osborne,
from SACL,
PhD, SACL CAI in economics, Austrian economics. And, I hope he's wrong. He said, let me quote, "We are screwed."
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here's what Ryan McMakin.
Buy silver and gold.
You got it.
Here's what Ryan McMakin has to say over at Lou Rockwell about his observations of these Tea Parties. Says, as I wandered through the crowd at the Denver Tea Party protest last week, I was struck by just how paper-thin is the movement's opposition to government power. The Tea Party movement is clearly a conservative movement in its membership and core philosophy, and therefore it's not surprising that many of the very same people who now loudly claim to oppose government spending and taxation were the very same people who, for the last 8 years, had been cheerleaders for one of the most profligate administrations in American history. And yet here they are at the Tea Party pretending to be principled opponents of government power. Indeed, the existence of the Tea Party events only raises the question of why such events hadn't been organized at some point during the Bush years. After all, for the last 8 years, the government has spent record sums of money, and all the time, the national debt barreled toward $10 trillion. Unfortunately for this column, I was too polite to ask any of the protesters questions like, how exactly is it that you just suddenly realize that tax rates are high and that government spending's out of control? Or perhaps this question: I like your little sign that says stop the spending. How about we save hundreds of billions immediately by bringing all the troops home?
Yeah.
Yeah. For a conservative, of course, the answer to that last question is always
gasp.
No. Spending taxpayer money is always fine as long as it's spent on killing foreigners. The real reason that conservatives have suddenly discovered a distrust of government, of course, is that they're out of power. It's not as if the deficit wasn't outrageously large last year, and it's not as if the Bush administration wasn't outspending even the LBJ administration on all its pork projects, endless wars, and prescription drug programs for 8 long years. The GOP, the party extolled by conservatives every 2 years as mankind's last great hope for civilization, racked up deficits and spent sums of money far greater than ever suggested by Clinton or Carter, and yet now all of a sudden conservatives turn out and would have us believe that they're opposed to big government? For those of us who remember the Clinton years, the faux libertarianism proffered by the conservative movement these days is a depressing reenactment of the anti-government populism that was common during the 90s. It's just what we said would happen all over again. It's the same old talking points coming back out, and they're going to fool a whole bunch of people again. Anyway, he continues. He says, back then,
Well, what else do they have to go, Ian? Imagine you're unwilling to pick up and move for the Free State Project.
Yeah, you got nothing.
You really don't. You're
unwilling to move. Yeah, you're unwilling to say no. You're unwilling to disobey. You got nothing.
Your politics basically are, you know, amount to repeating what you hear from the radio, which I've got to admit, that's how what my politics were at one point. I mean, I knew I was a conservative or whatever, and I certainly believe what they said, but I got most of my talking points from Rush and those kind of shows, and that's what I enjoyed listening to, and that's what I would berate my friends that were liberals with. And that's why Rush sells these some book or something, some newsletter on how to defeat the liberals with your talking points. It's sad. What do those people have? What are they willing? They're not willing to do anything. They're never going to get smaller government.
He points out that, and I'm going to have to skip most of the rest of the story here down to the bottom, but you can go to LouRockwell.com to read the whole thing. He just nails the people at these tea parties.
Who's the author again?
Awesome. The author is Ryan McMakin. Anyway, he says that egged on by conservative talk show hosts, the conservatives who believe the country is being taken over by Muslims and illegal aliens have done what they've always done. They've made the centerpiece of their campaign the ever-popular and libertarian issue of tax cuts and small government. Conservatives have been doing this since the 50s. In order to enhance the popularity of their cause, they pretend to be the ideology of low taxes and decreased spending, espousing the many benefits of austere government. Then as soon as they're in power, they quickly forget about all the ideals of small government and focus on what really matters to them: nationalism, war, and doling out the spoils of political victory to their buddies.
Now, wait a minute. Republicans, I won't disagree with the nationalism and doling out to buddies because I don't know enough. I would just assume that that's true. But the wars prior to Reagan were all started by Democrats.
But in their inconsistency on these issues, or their inconsistency, is embarrassingly obvious. And for those of us who can remember the last time the conservatives pretended to oppose big government, we'll just unhappily wait for the next time a Republican is in office and all the conservatives suddenly realize that big government is fine as long as it's their guy that's in charge. And we are done for tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.